The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and I do believe, what is the date today, Rob?
Probably the 15th.
Probably the 15th. Yeah, we'll say that's probably March 15th, 2013. If we're off a day, we're off a day. What the hell? I want to thank Mike Rivero for filling in for me yesterday for the first hour and Bob Tuscan for the second hour. And we're in a different location. I'm up here at Farmers Branch.
Texas.
Still in Texas.
You didn't go that far.
No, not far enough. if I would have went a little bit further, I would have been in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. At any rate, up here at Mulligan Mint, and if none of this makes any sense to you, if you don't know where Farmers Branch is, it's just north of Dallas. By the way, Rob, I was on your toll road.
Yeah.
They must have got my license plate number because I didn't see any toll booths.
Well, that's the cool thing. Now, the King of Spain is kind enough to just send us a letter in the mail letting us know that we owe him money. So they don't even bother with the toll collectors anymore.
Well, bless their little hearts. At any rate, up here with Rob Gray at Mulligan Mint, and you remember Rob Gray, AOCS?
I remember me.
Maybe I remember you, too. Well, it's... Rob, I guess I'm kind of in a state of shock here. I'll tell you what, just put one of those over here, if you would. Give me one of those containers. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Did you actually just stamp these out? You did. Okay. This is cool. This is really, really cool. A guy just came in off the production floor, and what I'm holding in my little hand are just, I guess you could say this is hot off the presses, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
In fact, they actually come off nice and warm, so... it works even better.
Okay. Well, I must have got one of the first rolls run here. They just ran me off five rolls of Jackson coins, 100 rounds, at the Mulligan Mint.
How's that for turnaround time?
Man, I'm telling you, what was it, 10 minutes? Jeez. I put my order in, and 10 minutes later, I'm sitting here with it in my hand.
Delivered.
Delivered. I got to tell you what, folks, we got a lot to talk about here today. And damn it, my Dell computer broke down on me, and I've got this, what is this?
Newfangled space device. I think it's a Mac.
Yes.
I wouldn't trust it.
I don't, because I just lost the damn screen. At any rate, we'll figure that out over the break coming up here in just a few seconds. But folks, we're here to tell you, silver abounds.
Well, it's not just that. It's the spirit of the free market. It's still alive. The flame has not been completely extinguished.
Well, and this has to do with entrepreneurship, and we were joking around before the program, and you know, I said to Rob, it says, it looks like you're well on your way to success, and he says, well, we're getting there. And I said, no, you're already there. It's just a matter of degrees in success. We're going to tell you all about this when we get back from this break, folks. I'm still reeling here. I'm still in a state of shock because I still cannot believe what my eyes are seeing. So at any rate, we'll take the break. Be back here in just three.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Back. So if the first 5 minutes of the program absolutely made no sense to you, let's explain what's going on. Sitting up here at the headquarters for Mulligan Mint, why, Rob, why does that name sound familiar to me?
Well, there was this book I read one time called, I can't remember the name of it. Was it Atlas Shrugged?
Yeah.
And it spoke to me on a lot of different levels for a lot of different reasons. You know, it's a work of fiction. It's a love story. It's about a bunch of capitalists back when capitalists actually weren't greedy, self-serving, you know, colluding with the government kind of capitalists. You know, it's a good book, but it's what's happening in today's world. It's you know, it's a rather prophetic tale about the fall of society, the fall of the country, what's causing that to happen. But most of it comes down to philosophy, and that's really what I enjoy the most about the book. But in that, there are so many different stories about these people and the struggles that they have and the challenges that they face and the things that they do. And I don't want to spoil the book for those out there that haven't read it, but essentially there's a guy, his name is Midas Mulligan, and he goes off and starts his own little community in the middle of nowhere, and they decide that inside of their community they only want to use gold and silver as their currency because that's, you know, an objective form of value. And so Midas Mulligan starts the Mulligan Mint, and it coins the currency of this new economy that they create. And so we've been working on that for years. You know, the AOCS, the Open Currency Standard, has been working for 5 years now to establish a complementary currency system that people can use in small communities and networks across the U.S. to reclaim control of the issuance of money. And it's been an uphill battle for a number of years. We've struggled. We've had a lot of great success.
Initially it started out as to be kind of a barter system.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. But we found over the years that it was really inconvenient. And the same things that we struggled with are the same reasons why we got off of gold and silver and copper in the first place. It was inconvenient. It was heavy. It was cumbersome. And to take that stuff to the marketplace and try to make change for it every day, wasn't as simple as just using paper certificates or warehouse receipts.
Yeah, see, it wasn't a problem. Everybody was familiar with it when everybody used gold and silver.
Yeah, but it grew, you know, it just got to the point where somebody came up with an idea of how to make it easier. And now, hundreds of years later, we're in a society where we don't even use cash anymore. You know, 93% of all transactions now retail are with credit cards, plastic. And so what was once money thousands of years ago, gold, silver, and copper, is not even close to being money today. Today, money is zeros and ones on a ledger somewhere. And that no longer represents value, no longer represents work and effort like gold and silver did in the past. And so,
it was a carefully crafted system that was set up, and BIS controls all of that now. That is the central banker's bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they've set up a wonderful little system of which they can capitalize or make money off of their supposed money, but it's really not money. This is what people have learned to think of. Oh, that's money. You go to work 40 hours a week. Well, what do you get? You get paid. Well, what's that? What's that representing? Well, that's my money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really.
Right.
That's your bonus points, or that's your monopoly money to play with. But yes, you're absolutely right. 5,000-6,000 years, what was recognized as being money. And I liked what Ron Paul, when he asked Ben Bernanke, you know, is gold money? And he, boy, had a screwed up look on his face. And he says, well, yeah, of a form.
It's an asset.
Yeah, it's an asset.
Now, I actually I disagree with Ron Paul on that point. And I think we actually talked about that the last time I was on your program. I had just wrapped up the congressional testimony in Washington, D.C., where we went out there and told Congress exactly what we thought about them and our money. But gold, silver, and copper are property. They're not money in the way that they've polluted the word money. They're real. They're tangible. They're not this fictitious, phony Federal Reserve note thing that most people think of today as money. And we want the government to leave money alone. We want the government to leave the real money, gold, silver, and copper, completely. We want them to keep their hands off it completely. And so I had a conversation with some people about that when I was in D.C. And I think Ron Paul and I are on the exact same page. But what happens is people don't understand what real money is. And gold and silver are real money. They're not money as people think about money today. It's a big difference because real money, we own. Fake money belongs to the Federal Reserve. And so we've been working for years to create and get into the marketplace an honest monetary system. And we've had various levels of success. And as we do better, we're able to do a whole lot more. And what we're working on here today is the culmination of 5 years of that effort. So we're having a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, but no, you put it in an effort before. I was there when you had your store up in Dallas, and you know it was great, and
yeah,
Everybody loved it. And well, then there was just this little problem with getting people into this idea that, you know, if you're a retail outlet, now you got the ability to take silver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take customers can take their FRNs, convert them into silver, and they can go to this place and that place. And well, there was actually premium, good deals for customers that would go to businesses that could actually take part in their goods or services, restaurant, whatever it was. And it was actually a better deal for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was joking before the program today.
Just so you know, I'm shocked and very flattered that you actually remember all that.
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. Well, what's today? Friday? No. Yeah, I do, because it was something that nobody else had ever done before. We'd seen barter script before. There was paper out there. There were various things, but you tried this, and it was unique.
Mm-hmm.
because you were actually, you were striking your own rounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you weren't using somebody else's tokens or script or whatever, or somebody else's idea or joining on, but no, this was your creation.
Right.
And it was unique. I was a little skeptical, as to how it was going to catch on. And there was a lot of resistance because you just said it earlier. There's a lot of people out there that do not understand what money is.
Yep.
They have been, you know, since they were knee-high to, you know, a grasshopper, they've been always, well, this is money. You know, this is this. That's that. Oh, I'm sorry. You're getting a phone call here. At any rate, I remember those days rather well. Now, folks, keep in mind that I had not been to, I'd seen you several times since then.
We bumped into each other, different circles.
Yeah. But I've never been to Mulligan Mint up here in Farmers Branch. And when I walked in this place, and Rob's giving me the dime tour, okay, this is my office, this is what we're doing here, and I'm going, yeah, yeah, and the tour kept going on until he pulls out his little access card and he says, now, let me show you the mint. And he walks me into an area about the size that you're revamping here, and voila. It is a full-blown, and folks, if you've never been to a mint, you don't understand the process. Let me tell you something. He's got an entire mint here. As a matter of fact, one of the machines you have out there is from the United States Treasury, right?
We've got a couple of their retired assets.
Retired assets.
It's actually really funny because, you know, they paid $500,000 for each one of those big presses that you saw out there.
Sure.
And they fully depreciated them. They cared for them, maintained them as well as anybody could. The government's one of those organizations that, you know, they might know that it's going out of service in 3 months. They're still going to do their scheduled maintenance. They're not going to run into the ground. If the book says to do the maintenance, they do the maintenance, even though they're getting rid of it.
Now,
in 3 months.
Understand, people, this is Treasury. This isn't other parts of the government we're talking about here.
They've let
everything go to hell in a handbasket.
No, it's full service. It's melting, it's casting, it's rolling, it's blanking, it's rimming, it's annealing, it's burnishing, it's everything that you got to do to get raw silver in 0.999 fine refined form into a beautiful 1 ounce Andrew Jackson silver medallion.
And it's been updated. Was that Paz Derrick's design there for the?
This whole thing has been a huge learning experience, and it's been a blast. But one of the things we figured out is that the collar, the part of the outside of the tool that gives the coin the design on the rim, needs to be a certain type of design. And if it's too tight of a design, then it'll produce shavings, and those shavings get into the dies, and then you get speckles on your dies.
Right.
So to cut down on the number of speckles that we get on our product just through quality control, we cut down on the number of reeds that are on the outside edge of the coin, and it's produced a unique design that's kind of signature to the Mulligan Mint.
And a lot of people don't understand. I mean, even with the funny currency that we have now, they call it money, coins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they even bother to put a serrated edge on, because the serration on the edge was to let the person know that was in receipt of the coin that nobody has been shaving.
Right.
Okay, that's an anti-shaving device. Yeah. What do I want to shave off stuff off of a coin that's not worth squat?
They don't need that feature anymore on the coinage that the government produces for circulating money. We do.
Now, the really weird thing about this is that, Rob Gray, you wouldn't be doing this right now if the government wouldn't have turned on its people and instituted the money masters to operate inside this country.
I've said it for years. If the government did their job, I'd be out of a job. And so I have everyone in government to thank very much for the success that we've been able to realize over these last few
years. Okay, I'm just not going to nail you the responsibility of all the suffering and the mayhem that these fine people have brought us. You know, and it's just simply amazing to me, Rob, that the things that we have to go through to maintain our wealth. I mean, seriously, folks, the government shouldn't be in there regulating and taxing you, and you shouldn't be paying a fee for somebody else's idea of what an exchange. What the hell do you call their money? What would be the correct nomenclature for what they've got?
When you trade their Federal Reserve notes, their currency, their monetary instrument, their bill, I don't know.
I don't know what you call it either. I know they don't have much respect for it because, well, look at the debt that we're in. All right, we'll take the break here. Come back in just a few minutes. More on this. This is an amazing thing, folks. Literally, this is the most impressive thing I've seen in 20 years. We'll be back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Central Command down there at RBN in Round Rock, Texas. I'm up here in Farmers Branch today with Rob Gray, and he's created Mulligan Mint. And he said, you know, John, you've got to come up here. You got to see what I'm doing. He didn't tell me. He kind of gave me a little clue as to what he was doing, but he really didn't tell me. And was that for the shock and awe effect, by the way? You gave me a little tease, Rob, of what you were doing here, but you in no way, shape, or form relayed to me what you were doing.
I try not to brag.
Well, a tip would have been that. A tip is not bragging.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, people hear about this place, but very few people take it seriously. You know, when we started with the idea, this whole thing came to be because one of our vendors nearly defaulted, and we dodged a major bullet at the end of 2011. And so we said we should start our own mint. We had nothing to go on. We had no capital, nothing at all. We made a couple phone calls. Everyone said, yeah, sounds great idea. But no, very few people actually followed through. So, you know, people just didn't take it seriously, and we said we're going to start a full-service mint, like a real deal, take in silver, in bags of grain, you know, and we're going to
make
coins.
But when you told me that, I'm thinking, okay, you're going to have a mint. It'll be your dies that you have to buy. You put it in order. They strike it for you, and they ship you the stuff. That's what I thought you meant.
No, seriously. That's what I was doing for the last 5 years. This is a neat opportunity for us because it allows us to really reduce our manufacturing costs. And instead of having to mark up ounces of silver to put that AOCS fee on there that we had, that license fee for years, we now eliminated that. And now we've got the manufacturing profit to work off of to make a better quality product at a lower price without having to add that license fee on for the AOCS.
What was one of the first things out of my mouth when I said, now you control the quality from the beginning of this right to the end?
Oh, and that's the biggest thing for us because, you know, we'll place an order years ago and you know, we never see it. Customer gets it. They call and complain. We have no idea, you know, what they're talking about or what went wrong. But now from every, you know, from the beginning of the process to the very end, we can keep an eye on every step of the manufacturing process to make sure it comes out the right way. And it's a lot of pressure, but we like the responsibility.
Well, I'm going to make an offer to people, and I'll figure this out during the break. But what I am going to offer the people, folks, I'm going to offer whoever buys Jackson Rounds, we're going to do a limited run, and I'm going to make them all myself. I'm serious.
And we'll get it on video.
And we can do this, and... Well, actually, we could do it real time. No, I don't want to do that.
Well, if you brought your sleeping bag and pillow up here to Dallas, you can stay for a couple of days because I'm sure people at the price that we're able to offer now are going to blow it up, and you're going to have to mint 5,000 of these things before you go home.
Well, you know, I don't give a damn if I'm on that. Folks, I was actually out on the floor striking Jackson Rounds. I mean, here is a little blank that slid into the die. And I was getting instructions from your operator there. He goes, okay, now this is what you need to watch for, and da da da. And I actually made some Jackson Rounds from my own little hands. So I'm going to do a promotional thing, kicking off the Mulligan Men here. And we're going to offer Andrew Jackson's, rolls of Andrew Jackson's made by yours truly. I designed it. I picked out the Jackson portrait. Where did I get the idea for that? Was that image on the $20 bill, was that copyrighted?
I think it's pretty similar to that one, but our sculptors have hand-sculpted it, which eliminates any kind of copyright issue.
And they can't copyright Andrew Jackson, nor would they want to.
Mm-mm.
My God, what did that guy represent, you know? Maybe Jefferson.
We call him the anti-banker.
There you go. Folks, so what we're going to do, I'm going to come up here, I'm going to personally strike these things myself. Do we have any kind of punch or anything that I could just... put my initials or something on?
We can make a certificate of authenticity that you can sign and include with every roll of 20 that go out the door.
Okay.
I think that would be a nice touch.
All right. Maybe you've got your beautiful little cases out there. And what we could do, if people just wanted to pick up a couple of them, we can offer the rolls.
Well, we've got these set up right now in our BU finish, but we could certainly polish them up real nice, make a limited run of airtights and blue velvet boxes.
Rob, I'm salivating because that was the round that really set everybody on fire.
Well, remember, it's the most for the least idea. You know, we produce a high quality round that we believe is on par with what people would expect from a machine created bullion medallion. You know, we've got the fancy shiny mirror finish proofs that come out absolutely stunning. You know, they're a little bit more expensive, but certainly I'm sure
it takes more labor. I was out there watching, and folks, keep in mind, I rolled into town here about 2.5 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got the tour out there, and I'm a pretty quick study, and I already saw the extra labor it took to make the proof coins.
Mm-hmm.
That already started ringing in my head there.
Yeah, it's a whole different burnishing process to get the blank prepped and you know, really shine to a mirror finish there before it goes into the press. But the press actually liquefies the material when it's in there. So you just want to make sure that blank is super clean, because when you hit it with 200 tons of pressure, I mean, it's melting the silver right there in that tool. And it's pretty cool when it comes out. It's got that drippy mirror finish to it. It almost looks wet.
Cool. I am flabbergasted. I mean, I am absolutely flabbergasted. So, by the way, if anybody's been wondering what Phil Pozderek has been up to, he's been here for over a year, correct?
He started it, co-founder.
And that was news to me. I heard nothing about it. I feel like I've been left out of the loop.
We're only 3 hours down the road.
We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
What? 6 months ago, I could have kept KHFX, for God's sakes.
I think they call it. What's KHFX? Is that the Dallas network?
Yeah, that was the Dallas station.
That was a heartbreak. You know, I can never get it to come in clear where I was in my part of town.
You know what the problem was? His engineer didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Really?
That thing was just, it was a mess. When he finally tweaked it, and I'll tell you what, for a 5,000-watt station, you ever heard of a 5,000-watt station going out 150 miles? I could hear that damn thing in Oklahoma once he got done tweaking it.
Really?
Yeah, because two towers were pointed toward Austin from Fort Worth, and two towers were pointed to the northeast. Dallas should have gotten bomb blasted, but it didn't.
Mm.
Yeah, well, he finally fixed it, and then the depression set in, and we couldn't hang on to it.
Mm.
But, I'm thinking maybe we should just buy that damn station now.
Is it for sale?
The way he was running it, a beautiful guy, by the way. I had no knock on the station owner, but the way he was running it, yeah, a group of Mexicans have it now, and they'll be there, and then they'll be gone. I probably expect to get a call in the next couple of months.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Okay. At any rate, gosh, are we empire building here now?
Well, it's another page out of Atlas Shrugged. I mean, when you set up a beacon of hope, of freedom, of
God, you said the word
hope.
Oh,
is that not the word?
Oh, no, that's the one Obama used.
Well, the way we do business around here is very unconventional, right? It's kind of the anti-corporation, so to speak. We're not even a corporation. We call ourselves a voluntary association of men, right? And it's different. And people come in the door and they're like, what is this place? This is weird. Is there like a dress code? We're like, well, we didn't really think that we needed a dress code in order to make a lot of money. And so we didn't have a dress code. But we think we should all be professional and take good care of ourselves.
At least wear a fig leaf.
Yeah, we don't have like a rule about it. So, you know, we've done business in an unconventional way. We raised money to start this place in an unconventional way, and it worked. And it's like the old-fashioned way that business used to run, on handshakes and people with character giving their word, and so it worked. And it's working so far. I mean, the final chapter is yet to be written, but so far so good. And when you are that type of way, you know, when you run your business, you conduct your business that way, people notice and they start to seek you out. I mean, we're getting phone calls now every single day that just blow my mind. People saying, hey, yeah, I found you. I'm like, who are you? Oh my, you're who? And, you know, I don't want to give you any examples, but the opportunities now are finding us because of who we are, because of what we stand for, why we started this place in the first place. And, you know, it's really cool that the opportunities hunt you down when they believe that you have the character, you know, when you have the ability to do what you say that you do, that you have the ability to do. And, you know, it's very refreshing to see all these things start to materialize right in front of us.
Well, if out of the line of the movie with Kevin Costner, if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. And they're coming.
And that's it. It's building on solid foundation. That was the question I asked myself a couple of years ago. Can you build a successful organization on top of character, honesty, you know, good morals, or do you have to cheat and lie and steal to actually really get ahead in the world? And what basically this is an experiment in doing it the right way. Doing it the way that it needs to get done, that you can look at yourself in the mirror, you can sleep great every night. I mean, we work round the clock here, literally. And, you know, I look at myself in the mirror, I look no different than the way I looked 4 years ago.
You don't act any different.
I feel younger today than I did years ago. And, you know, I see some people out there, and you're one of the guys too, that actually looks exactly the same as you did years ago. I bump into some people that I haven't seen in a couple of years, and they've aged 10, 15 years in the last 3 years because of the stress, the anxiety of the world, and it's really a shame. And my heart goes out for those people. But
No, physically, outwardly, I haven't changed. But I did stroke out on the air about 4 weeks ago. Seriously, had a stroke right there, and I was like, whoa. And it was the pressure, and it was the tension, and everything else.
You being serious right now?
Yeah, I am. And people handle it differently. And my stress has always been money.
Yeah.
How to pay the damn bills? How to expand the network?
Yeah.
You know, I mean. So I guess what we're talking about here is however we end up with a joint venture here. Well, that's interesting. What's that sound?
Well, you got to remember we're in a live working office environment, and I believe that's a printer that's about ready to kick out some sort of paper. So,
right there. I'm looking down the hallway. Yeah. It's hard to hear with the headphones on.
We're busy making money. While you're sitting over there yapping away, we're making money.
But isn't the Secret Service, aren't they going to, you're printing out bills on those printers. Aren't they going to say something about that?
No, they've left. They decided a long time ago to leave us alone. We've enjoyed 5 years of completely uninterrupted, time to do our thing. And I think we've done a great job. We went down to their den and yelled at them back in August of last year and, nothing, not a peep. And I think that there are a lot of good reasons why they don't bother us. I think that, I don't know. I don't want to get into that right now. But
well,
we're doing great. No Secret Service.
What's his name? The guy that started...
Von Nothaus.
Yes, Mr. Von Nothaus. Why? Did you ever get an explanation on that, by the way? Why the hell did he use dollar? Because that's really what tripped him up.
I do not know. I've written extensively about the topic. I've got no ill will towards the guy.
I don't either.
I owe everything that that encouraged me to start this to him. I wrote in my article, I said, you can always tell who the pioneers are because they're the ones with the arrows sticking out of their backs. And, he was a pioneer. He took a shot. I think he did some things wrong, and we improved those things, and we've been doing it for 5 years now with not a peep.
Well, and I've had the luxury, or the misfortune, Well, no. In your case, it's a luxury with Mr. Von Nothaus. I was in South Bend, Indiana. I was there when his little creation started.
Yeah.
And I watched it grow, and it was getting some attention. And then it got a little bit of attention, more attention than what he wanted. It started to get really negative. But from what I understand, the Secret Service was in contact with him and gave him a green light. Says, yeah, whatever you're doing here, you know, with your certificates and your, you know, your receipts and all that stuff. That's all cool. That's all legal.
You got to remember, there's nothing illegal about barter. There's no law that says we cannot barter, trade. I can give you my chicken for your eggs. We can do that. There's no law that says we can't. Federal or state, I mean, barter is completely legal as long as it's honest, as long as it's ethical, as long as you're being upfront with whomever you're trading to let them know what it is that you're giving them. And I think that's where they cross the line. And, you know, again, it's who knows why they did it. I never got the backstory from the guy himself to say why he called them dollars and made them look like dollars and didn't tell people they weren't dollars. But, you know, it is what it is. And it's, you know, we've learned a lot from it. So we've had the luxury of seeing the mistakes that they made and, you know, improving upon the system. So, you know, when I started with the Liberty Dollar back in 2007, my goal was to put $1 billion into circulation, you know, of alternative complementary currency out there. And we're not exactly there yet, but we're really, really close. Well, the pace we're going right now.
Rob, I don't want to burst your bubble. What was the question I asked you out on a production floor? Has the government come a-visiting yet?
which government? Because we've got lots of government that's come in. And we just had the city government out here today.
No, not city inspectors.
Well, those are the ones you really have to worry about because they're the ones that will call the power company and tell them you're out of code and they'll disconnect the power from the building. I mean, the federal government is irrelevant. I mean, they really are. They're far away. They have no ability to watch every single one of us, and they just kind of, you know, rely on their campaign of fear to keep us all in check. That's how it works.
Maybe I had a vaccine years ago, the anti-fear venom or something. I don't know.
Well, I think I had the same thing, but, you know, I'm more afraid of the local city council that decides that I've got some sort of, you know, wire out of code, and they, you know, call the power delivery company to come out and disconnect my power. You know, that'll shut me down. If you're listening, I was only kidding. That'll temporarily suspend my production. I'll be up.
Well, then I
the next
then I
day.
Shouldn't tell the story how you made the inspector go away today, right?
No, we don't need that story. Everything is above board here, and you know we're like I said, we're not a corporation. We're not an entity. We're a voluntary association of men, but we play by the rules that make sense. You know, everything back there is built to code. Why? Not because the government told us, but because we want to be safe back there.
Mm-hmm.
Safety is our number one concern here because if somebody gets hurt, that sucks. It sucks for them. It sucks for us. Someone's going to be pissed. They're going to have a lawsuit. And that's how you start getting yourself into trouble.
I don't know. I couldn't foresee anybody suing you. Because this is a voluntary association. They're performing a service for you and you're doing something for them. And as long as, you know, you're happy, then they're happy.
That all goes out the window when someone loses an arm. You lose an arm, you say, you know what, this sucks and I want to get paid. That's the mentality that
people have. Well, what percentage can I have here? You can have either arm that you want.
Well, the thing about it that we've done here is we've got a great group of people here. These people are not, you know, seasoned machine operators. These are people that we like. They're people that get it. They're people, they're friends, they're family, they're people that are referred into us that believe what we believe. They have the same philosophical foundation that we have. And so, yeah, I would agree that if someone does get hurt back there, they're going to be less likely than your average Joe to go out and file a lawsuit right away. But at the same time, you know, if we can prevent that that possibility from taking place, then that's what we want to do. And so, you know, we want to educate our people here. We want to keep them safe. We want to teach them how to use this equipment. But sooner or later, something's going to go wrong and someone's going to get hurt. We've had a lot of close calls, but so far, so good.
Well, and one of the people that I met, and I'm sorry, I forgot your young man's name that came in from Utah.
Anthony.
You know, I'm standing there, and my mind's going a million miles a minute, and I'm going, okay, all right, well, how the hell did you learn how to do this?
Yeah.
Now, one of the first people I met after I took the dime tour before you took me back to the men half, there was Phil Pozderek.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first thing out of my mouth? Oh. There's Paz Derek. That's where the money is. That's where he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't aware that he was your partner in this deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate, that was what was going through my mind. I'm watching these machines and these operations and all this stuff, and I'm going, how in the hell did you learn how to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had your young man, Anthony, came in from Utah, and that was from a somebody with a failed...
That was the mint that we used to use for all of our brilliant uncirculated products, Old Glory Mint.
Okay.
They got themselves tied up in a big real estate Ponzi scheme, and a federal receiver took them over, shut them down, and liquidated their assets. And we went and we, as a little poetic justice, we went and we cashed in on a whole bunch of their assets. We picked up their rolling mill. We picked up their annealing oven. We bought their domain name. We bought their customer list. We got their entire collection of dyes. I mean, we did pretty well at the Old Glory asset sale, which wasn't even like a normal type of auction. It was, we walked in there one day, started walking around, started making offers, and an auction broke out on the floor between us and two other people that were there. And, you know, we were well capitalized, and we ended up walking away with just...
everything.
Just a lot of
stuff. Did you hire any of their past employees other than Anthony?
No, he's the only one that was worth anything over there. But that was, you know, Anthony's the first guy that we brought on here that's actually like an experienced industry, person. And he's got, you know, that experience from having Coast Guard experience in their machine room, working on boats for years. So he knows what he's doing. But, you know, the cool part is that we've got the sales and we've got the capital now to bring on top notch talent. And that's really what it takes to go from the level where we are now to the next level.
Right.
And that's what we're looking forward to. You know, we did really great out of the gate. We got thrust into production through a very successful project that we had with Chris Duane of Silver Bolt, Silver Shield. So that kind of put us on the map. And, since then, it's all just been an amazing, you know, week after week, it's just another amazing round of developments that, take us to the next level.
Well, short of, 90% of the silver that's ever been mined, is gone.
Right.
So your only danger would be running out of material.
There's a lot of it still in the ground. There's a lot of it getting pulled out. I mean, we get asked that question very frequently about is silver running out? And I think the answer to that question is no. Production's really tight because the demand is off the charts. But we have plenty of access to good silver that's out there still that's still being pulled out of the ground. And, you know, who knows? Someday we might have to go out in there and start our own mine just to keep up with our own demand.
Well, I know somebody that's got a couple of silver mines. They don't have the capital to go a mining.
It's expensive. Having the property and then pulling stuff out and then refining it, I mean, it's a lot of work.
Oh, well, hell, if you're going to be a one-stop shop.
Well, the way things are going around here are that, you know, we're looking for vertical integration. So, you know, we want to do more and more as our production requirements demand it. And, we're going to keep having fun along the way and we'll keep making money for ourselves and our partners along the way. We cut off, fundraising, November this past year because we hit our goals. We got all the capital we need and now we're running, on pure revenue. So, you know, when it's time to start the next project, we'll reach out to the network.
Well, you glazed over that rather quickly. When did you actually start to build the mint?
Well, we officially started doing business here February 1st last year. We moved into this building July 1st, and we cut off fundraising mid-November, November 15th.
So you're talking in, 10 months?
Mm-hmm.
You went from investor to now you're operating and building off your own profit.
In 10 months, we went from the idea, the crazy harebrained idea of starting a mint, to a very, very slow start for fundraising. To it accelerating very quickly as it started to materialize. And it makes a lot of sense. You know, when you have an idea, you know, it's hard to sell it. When people start seeing a building and files and cabinets and a couple pieces of machinery coming
bricks, mortar and hardware. Yeah.
They start saying, well, this guy's actually serious and he just might be able to do it too. And so as things started to come together, the capital sped up. And then it was all put to bed when we went down to DC to testify for, Ron Paul's domestic monetary policy subcommittee, here.
Actually, that brought you a lot of street cred, didn't it?
There was a video that was made that published to YouTube that's got a couple hundred thousand hits at this point. You know, it was a great opportunity to go on the record with our official position on a couple different things, like the complementary aspect of our currency. We're not a competing currency. We're complementary. We're here to fill in the gaps where the U.S. dollar falls short.
Falls short?
We don't develop this as an anti-tax system. You know, we suggest to people to research what their tax liability is wherever they are and, you know, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar kind of thing. You know, so we've got a lot of different positions like that we were able to go down there to DC and kind of put on the record. But at the same time, we told them the truth and we said that you're a bunch of thieves And if you get involved in complementary currency systems, you're going to screw it up as you've screwed up everything else that you've tried to do over the 100-year history of the Federal Reserve and most of the history of the U.S. government. And just stay out. Leave it alone. Leave our money alone.
Did you get the feeling that somehow that they wanted to enter into your realm?
No. The biggest problem we had with
because
the
because here'd be the thing, a group of thieves would not know honesty if it jumped out of a bush and bit them on the backside.
Well, yeah, and that's the reason that we don't call our currency a competing currency, because there's no competition between honesty and thievery. You can't compete unless you're on a level playing field. And so we're not competing with you guys. We're just doing our own thing. It's like that poster right there says, ignore the Fed. That's the epitome of the whole thing. Let's stop trying to fight the Fed, end the Fed, yell and scream at the Fed building.
Hate it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My very special guest. No, wait a minute. I guess you're not my guest. I'm your guest because I'm sitting in your facility.
It's mutual.
Oh, okay. All right. Mutual guest. I kind of like that.
I like it.
Symbiotic. At any rate, sitting up here at the Mulligan Mint in Farmers Branch, Texas. Yeah, there's a Farmers Branch.
We're about a block and a half from the Galleria, which is a pretty well-known landmark here, around here. I don't know how we lucked out in this area. I thought for sure we were going to be stuck in some, like, disgusting, dirty industrial park somewhere at, like, some ridiculously low price per square foot. But we got a great building and a great location.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's easy enough to get here.
We got access to the tollway and 635 and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, eventually we will do a tour here. When we're fully online, fully cleaned up, we got everything figured out, we'll open the doors a little bit and invite some of our friends in to check it out.
You're literally putting up walls in here, and workmen are running around here, and you're ordering glass, and they're putting walls together and all this other stuff.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of commotion right now. So once we smooth things out a little bit, everyone learns exactly what they're supposed to do. I mean, you got to remember, we went from 5 people to 40 people in 6 months. I mean, it's insane. So anyone that's been here for like a week or two is has got some serious seniority over the other people that have come in. I mean, it's like, oh, you've been here for 2 weeks? Well, geez, you need a raise, you need a new title, and we need to advance you now. So it's really tough to find good people. And so if you're not too far outside of the Dallas area and you want to work someplace that matters, check us out. MulliganMint.com. Send us a message if you've got some experience or a desire to be involved in something I think that counts.
Well, something that matters. I mean, what you know, you mentioned at the top of the hour, you said capitalism. Well, capitalism was a term that was actually coined, no pun intended, by the communist. And capitalism is simply this. It's a way of doing business, but using their money, their script. And that is not what this is. I mean, the United States government should contract you guys out. If they want to get this country out of debt, they should just give up on the mint and the treasury and all that stuff and just hire you. you think I'm halfway kidding, but I'm halfway serious.
I would be reluctant.
Only if we were not the legislative democracy anymore and we were a constitutional republic, yeah. And then I wouldn't consider that fascism being contracted to actually make real stuff out of silver and gold. There is some stuff on the horizon. I covered this the other day. I think it was Wednesday. And there is Jim Willie did an outstanding interview. And there's something in the wind out there. The world banking system is preparing for the collapse. They know it's coming. Why wouldn't they? They are the ones that created the problem in the first place and gave you the defective product. That's right, the fiat money. And word has it that the collapse is imminent, but they're going to be coming out with something. And I don't think it's the real name, but there's going to be some kind of gold pool, transnational way to do business, but it is going to be somewhat backed by gold. Now, here's the important point about that. When they do this, the system goes down and they come up with their brand new whatever, you know what's going to happen to the price of gold and silver, folks? It is going to go right through the damned roof. By the way, are you striking gold yet?
10th ounce.
10th ounce
gold. We're like a minute away from actually having that figured out.
Yeah, I actually saw the dyes out there on the floor.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take the break here. Hopefully, Paz Derek shows up here. Positively Paz Derek. And we'll take the top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. Sitting here talking with Rob Gray, Mulligan Mint. Man, like I said, I ain't been this impressed in 20 years. We'll be back.
Now